This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. I have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Susan Bean, and we're talking about Denmark Arts Center and their summer camps. You can find more information on any of these at any time by going to denmarkarts.org/events. That's denmarkarts.org/events. You can also call 207-452-2412. Susan, thank you so much for joining me. And we've got Denmark Arts Center's camps, starting with Clay Camp. That's actually this week. Next week.
Next week. A holiday that we're going to squish in here that we're going to call 4th of July.
Yeah, right.
And we're going to have a strawberry shortcake central before that. And then afterwards, right, we're off and running with camps this summer. It's groovy.
So with Clay Camp, I presume this is working with clay.
Yes, it is. Kathy Banks, who has been, she's a potter and she's been an instructor for years. Great teacher, great with kids, has been doing this camp for a while, and it's so much fun that last year when I did it for the first time, I'm like, summer camp's over, we need like an adult camp. So we did a clay and wine class in the fall because I wanted to do what the kids were doing, and it's wicked fun. You can do pinch pots, and you can make animals, and you can make cups and trays. And you know, for me, who is not inclined, she has everyone producing something that at the end one's a little giddy, like you can't wait till it's fired and it comes back from the kiln and see what the glazes look like. And all the kids are the same. So last year it was so much fun, and the kids produced so much that we have in our art gallery on the 20th of July, we have a clay camp opening.
So that's the clay camp with Kathy Banks, and it's going to be July 8th through the 10th and then July 15th through the 17th.
We break it down into two classes.
Oh, two classes.
Yeah, so that's 9 to 10 for 5 to 7.
Okay.
Those, and then the older kids, 8 and above, is on 10:30 to noon.
Okay. So, again, that's denmarkarts.org/events if you want more information on the clay camp. We have Toddlers Music Camp. That's going to be going on as well, and that is for kids 1 to 4 with parents or kids 5 to 7. And that one happens to be free.
That one is cool. I'm psyched. First, because we haven't had anything geared toward this age of kids, and it's their introduction to music. So it's fun with music. You're playing, they're clapping, they're getting a sense of the beat and rhythm at a very young age. And the Guarino Fund sponsored it. So it's our first year having the camp, and I want to see as many parents as possible with their kids come into this age range, because it's sort of a one-hour period. And it's really wonderful introduction to bring the kids into the world of music.
So again, this is Denmark Arts Center's summer camps. They have plural camps. And you can find more information anytime by going to denmarkarts.org/events. That's denmarkarts.org/events. You can also call 207-452-2412. That's 207-452-2412. We have the musical theater camp, and that's with Mary Bastoni. That one's going to be towards the end of July, the 22nd through the 26th, 9 till 2 each day, and that's for kids aged 8 to 15.
Mm-hmm. And then at the end of this summer camp, we have a performance on Saturday at noon, which is great because it allows, there's an intensity to theater. Mm. And it's great to learn the lines, to learn the music, the stage, the settings, etc. But it's really not a true theater experience unless you're in front of an audience. So usually the performance for a musical theater camp that Saturday, there's about 50 people because everyone is around for family to support the kids. And it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's just a nice ending to a all-around fun camp. And Mary's been doing it for years. And I have to say, she's brought up many fine actors who are in the area now or have moved on down to New York City for performing.
Yeah, and we were talking about the numerous shows which she has done over the years, and there's actually an art display on at the Denmark Arts Center right now.
Yep, Mary Bastoni is our artist in residence, first for the summer, and we just had her art opening on Saturday, and so it's 20 years of musical theater camp for Denmark Arts Center in watercolor.
Wow.
Plus many of her other pieces, so that hangs for the month of July.
So you never know. If you send your kid to this musical theater camp, maybe they'll be in a painting
in the future. One can only hope.
One can only hope. And then there's Fun with Felt. That's with Kendra Rafford. That will be at the beginning of August.
Yes. We have our children's toddlers music camp is the very end of July, and then felting is fun. It's hands-on. There's a lot of agitation with the wool, and probably if we had the kids longer than 2 days, there might be agitation there. So we just condensed it to that Thursday, Friday, and the kids come home with that, with I would say like 14 by 14 murals, wall hangings, because you can do flat type of felting and have a scene, or you can do, we're doing spherical, so you're going to wrap it around soap, and you, it's great colors. She has beautiful colors of wool that she brings in. And then sometimes we're just doing, like, I think there's some type of balls for your washer dryer or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's fun stuff that they do, and it's hands-on, and they go home with a few pieces that are their original works.
Cool. Of like tapestry almost.
Tapestry is a good word. That was what I was failing to grasp.
Yeah.
That was the word.
And then we also have Clown Skills Camp. Now this is for, this is in the beginning of August as well. It's 9 till 2, and that's for kids 8 to 12 with Michael Trotman.
That is, yes. That's a fun one, I have to say. And this might at some point morph into an adult clown skills course, because I really want to take it. So it's all about me, obviously.
There you go. The planning of Denmark Arts Center around what classes does Susan Bean want to want to take, because she thinks it looks so fun.
It is. I know. But it's, and it's great because I can, the kids camp usually are good indicators, and I can see the teachers and how they do their work. But the clown camp, like with the musical theater camp, on Friday afternoon at noon, they have we're open to the public for a performance. So that's cool, because they're learning clown skills. They're learning like the tripping and the gag falls and sleight of hands and balancing. So it's pretty cool. It happens to be that evening. We have our Family Fun Friday series starting this Friday. So it's all focused on kids' performances, something that will be fun for the family. We start off with Antonio Rocco Hasha on Friday. That Friday after clown camp, Michael Trotman performs his King Kong Ping Pong performance.
King Kong Ping Pong.
Well, yeah, I had to remember the name.
So there you have it. It's Denmark Arts Center and their numerous camps. You can find more information or sign up by going to denmarkarts.org/events, denmarkarts.org/events. You can also call 207-452-2412. We're already over time, so real quick thank yous to the recently renovating crew.
Yes, Hancock Lumber, MacGyver Electric, Cackley Carpentry, and Hayes True Value, and Coleman Cement. They've been raucous on our Facebook.
And they gave a facelift to Denmark Arts Center, so it's a brand new looking facility. Susan Bean, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tony. Enjoy.
This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well respected for the commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.